Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It is a Friday. We're heading into a beautiful weekend, I believe, unless they change their minds here in Missouri. It's supposed to be gorgeous. Still a little chilly this morning, though. Let's quickly go to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, thank you, O God, for your loving ways, for always knowing and listening to our wants, and our praise. Forgive us, O Father, for we are yet sinners, redeemed by you, yet we always try to stand on our own. Help us to be God chasers and always lean on you. Place your hedge of protection on President Donald J. Trump and Vice President Mike Pence, and I ask that you reveal the evil ones to us and let them not escape. Because of the political anger and evil right now, I ask that you put your hedge of protection around the justices, in particular Justice Gorsuch and Kavanaugh. They are under great fire and need your strength and boldness to withstand the storms that might come. We all need your wisdom. We are a weak people that find it easier to stay silent or hide our faces. May we be bold to stand on your righteousness. We know that when we do this, others will see and you will be glorified. Give us knowledge and discernment. Reveal the evil in our own lives, that we might better run from it and to you, into your arms. Make us a bold people, courageous and speedy to do your will. Be with CSE Talk Radio. I thank you for our sponsors and I thank you for our advertisers. And Lord, I thank you and ask you to please bless all the listeners. Provide me wisdom and courage and wise discernment. Thank you for using me. I lift the needs and the wants of CSE Talk Radio up to you, O Lord. Help me to stop worrying and stressing and know that my help comes from you. Lord, I will lift mine eyes to the hills, knowing my help is coming from you. Your peace you give me in the times of the storms. You are my source of strength. You are my strength in my, you are the strength in my life. I lift my hands and my life in total praise to you. For such a time as this, O God, I do lift my hands, and I surrender my will unto you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. We are in times, and all of us have stress. All of us tend to worry. We bring things to ourselves. Some of those burdens, we kind of pile them up on our own shoulders. But we don't want to ask others for help. We don't want to ask God for help because that's just a piddly thing. But he wants all of the small and the large problems that you carry. So do that. Make a point this weekend to do that. And leave it there. That's the hard part. We can lift it up and give it to him. But then we take it back, kind of like a little kid that wants their toy fixed and won't let daddy have it. Well, on with the show. We figured out a long time ago who the useful idiots were. We read about that every now and then. I pull that paper back out. And it gives us step by step what they're actually trying to do in this nation. And it talks about the rules for radicals. And that is something that Obama liked to follow. And that is something Hillary Clinton liked to follow. And we see that in the Democrat, particularly in their, the things that they want to impose upon this nation. So we figured that out. But who are the sophisticated suckers? Now, I had an article today that I was reading, and it was like almost over my head. Actually, it was over my head because I hadn't heard the story. You got to hear the story first. But then because I'm in a hurry, I rushed to the last paragraph. And I'm going to share that with you later. But who are the sophisticated suckers? You know, people who look down their nose at you because you're not quite up to snuff with what they're doing or wanting or saying. Have you noticed how Americans so easily buy the craziness of the politicians? All the politicians. I'm particularly upset with the Democrats, but I get really mad at the Republicans as well. I often wondered just why. Why do we even listen to them? Now think about that. Think about the absurd things that they do and they say and their spending bills. Why do we even listen to them? And how do they continue to get elected? Have you ever noticed how angry and violent the left is? They're the ones that are promoting tolerance. They're the ones that promote lack of discrimination. They claim that they're the less racist. And they claim they're all kinds of things. And yet they're the ones that are angry. They're spitting on people. They're pushing them. They're throwing rocks. They're slugging them. And they're shooting them at baseball practice. While they point their fingers at the president and call him the bully. They make threats. We saw what Chucky did. Scary Chucky yesterday. While President Trump speaks his opinion. Now there's no doubt about it. And he defends his ego blatantly. He does that. Have you ever stopped to consider that he's really defending you? And this once constitutional republic? Somebody asked him in a town hall meeting yesterday, if I won't get this exactly right, but I got the gist of it. But it was a young man. He's a Trump supporter. And he says, they say something and you say something. And he was repeating some of the ugly things that came out of the West. I think it was Maxine Waters, Mad Max. And then he says, then you say something. Is there any way we can get things done without all of this? And Trump says, we have to fight. We have to fight back. Now, you can ignore when somebody's called you a name and you can turn or walk away. You don't have to get into a fist fight with them. But in this situation here with our politics and our governing and the deep state that will not go away, I agree, unfortunately, with the president. You have to fight back. And as I was discussing with somebody last night, sometimes when he does that, he keeps them distracted from other things. They're not the only ones that like to create distractions. I do wish when he signed that $8.3 billion coronavirus Superman bill, that he would have scratched out the numbers and put the $2.5 billion back in there. But alas, he did not. He signed it, the outrageous bill, for $8.3 billion. And when you break it down, it's $14.5 billion with what they have, you know, itemized. Why won't we, the American people, stand up to this nonsense? Who else has pointed out what they've done with this coronavirus bill and this $8.3 billion. Who are those sophisticated? Who are the sophisticated idiots? You know, it's just crazy. We listen to these polished political elite. Who pays their salary? Who is it? This is Friday. We've had quite a week. A crazy political week. Scary Chucky might be in trouble. Key word there is might. They're scolding him, but how far will that go? But I want you to know, as we enter into the Today Show and talk about several things, the deep state are the dictators. And dictators, well, I'll give you that when we come back. I think Daniel will join us here in a little bit, but your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. I lay my heart on. Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bring an America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, csetalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home.
Don't miss Trey Gowdy, former congressman and federal prosecutor, when he comes to Jefferson City for Vitae Foundation's 28th annual pro-life event on Monday, March 9th at the Capitol Plaza Hotel. Gowdy is passionate about the value of life, and so is Vitae. Vitae's messaging promotes a culture of life while connecting women facing unplanned pregnancies with life-saving resources. Reserve your seat today for either the lunch or dinner on March 9th by going to adsforlife.org. That's adsforlife.org.
Hi, this is Beth Ann. At CSC Talk Radio, we love liberty and we value life. I encourage you to attend Vitae Foundation's 28th annual pro-life event Monday, March 9th. Trey Gowdy is the speaker. There's a luncheon from noon to 1:30, and the evening dinner event begins at 6:30. All are held at the Capitol Plaza Hotel and Convention Center in Jefferson City, Missouri. Good food, great speaker. Vitae's mission is life-saving and life-changing. Register now at adsforlife.org. That's adsforlife.org. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We have Daniel Turner with us, as I promised. Sometimes I promise and he doesn't show up. He's flying overhead. But he's here today. Daniel, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, Beth Ann. And yes, I'm not flying anywhere right now, which is great. And great to be with your listeners.
Oh, that's great. You know, I was telling Rudy this morning, I said, I didn't check any of Daniel's articles this morning. Can you do that? He said, oh, he tweeted something that was just priceless, and or retweeted. He was tweeting about this lady and her math. And I thought, I've been talking about the math on the coronavirus bill and all the $8.3 billion when the president asked for 2.5, and they gave him 8.3, and when you figure it up, I've got my figures here somewhere. I was telling my Rudy was laughing at me because I was trying to configure in my head, and I'm not too good at that. But when you figure up everything that they've allocated, the possibilities, it comes to $14.5 billion. So,
exactly.
People have a little problem with math, don't they?
They do. And you know, I'm all for having the resources necessary to battle the coronavirus.
Absolutely.
Rand Paul was the one senator who voted against it, only on the principle saying, where is this $8.5 billion coming from? We can't just invent it. We can't print it, which is exactly what they're going to do. So what do we do? Do we cut money from somewhere else? And I don't think it's bizarre to try to imagine running the country like we all have to run our households. If I had an $800 bill come out of nowhere, I have to find that money somehow. So math is fake.
It's fake. Well, and I was saying earlier in my monologue, I would have loved the president, instead of signing it, if he'd have marked through the 8.3 and put his 2.5 back in there. I know this president. He'll get it done for $2.5 billion. He yep. won't have to spend the, you know, $7 billion is what they've set aside for this. For the Small Business Administration would be the authorized, it would be for a loan to them. And in case their companies are struggling because of the outbreak. Now, it's a loan, so maybe they don't consider that. They're going to get money back, and I'm sure they'll charge them interest. But when you added up all they had, it came to $14.5 billion, not $8.5 billion, or $8.3. And it just amazes me, because I can't figure out why it would cost that much in the first place. I understand needing more supplies. I understand needing research and such, but all the rest of it, it just blew my mind.
Yeah, and what I would like to see the president do is not just allocate the resources necessary for the vital, like you said, supplies, but I'd like to make sure we manufacture those things here in America, that we don't ever
absolutely
have again, right?
Absolutely.
So much of our pharmaceuticals are manufactured overseas. So much of our equipment is manufactured overseas, and this is the problem with globalism. We talked a little bit about this last week on your show, and I texted you and said, I'm angry. Can I be angry on the air? A week later.
Absolutely.
I'm angry at that point. Yeah.
I am too. Because, and not only that, we still have people promoting that. You know, Bloomberg, he's all about being nice to China. We still have people promoting that because they're making their billions off of that while the American people suffer. And then he wanted to be president. I don't think he really did. But it was all about taking care of his little corner of life, not the rest of us.
Exactly. And I'm hoping the president in his second term will make a larger push for that. Those old commercials I remember when I was a kid, look for the Union label and made in the USA and all of that.
Oh, yeah.
I do think the American people would say, well, it's a little bit more, but it's made right here in Toledo, Ohio, and I'm going to buy it. I love your Liberty tabletop stainless steel. Steel itself is made in America,
absolutely,
right? I don't know their prices compared to some Chinese knockoff, but I guarantee you the listeners of this show would much rather pay for their better American product than send jobs and wealth to a foreign nation who's hostile to us.
And, you know, I talked about that earlier this week. It's not only that you do pay a little bit more, but you're getting better quality. And it's going to last longer. And sometimes we fail to put that into the equation when we're picking something up and we want to buy it, you know. And that it's gonna last longer. And the tabletop flatware is not just beautiful. You know, you actually know you got a fork in your hand, and it's going to last long. You can hand it down to generations.
And part of Liberty Tabletop's business model is to eliminate the middleman, so they don't sell retail, so they say save that extra markup. So it's really competitively priced, even with the cheap stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Which is great, and that's great for the consumers, absolutely. And buying in America has to be a huge push that we need to make as individual consumers. But I would love to see the president push. Look, there are some huge defense contractors, the Boeings, the Northrop Grumman's. They have to build things in America, right, because they're military parts. There's a national security concern that we manufacture these weapons of war in America so that if we ever go to war, no one else has them. It makes perfect sense. How did we allow ourselves to lose the pharmaceutical industry to China? How did we allow ourselves them? And it started with, you know, cars. We made microwaves here, but now we make them in China. We made this here, now we make it there. And little by little, we've watched so many valuable industries leave America. And in the age of coronavirus, now it's a huge national security concern.
Well, and you know, when you talked earlier about, you used to see the commercials with Watch for the Union tag and the Made in America. We watch for that today, but, you know, that was kind of a thing with the Democrat Party. They push the, and the unions still support them, not necessarily the union workers anymore, because they've kind of seen the light. But just like anything else, the unions have become very politicized, and they're not always working for the union worker, unfortunately. And I know that because I know people that have been and still are in the unions of different kinds. And that's just the way it is. And, you know, so they've stopped somewhere along the line. Everybody got greedy and they stopped working for the American worker.
Yeah.
Or fighting for the American worker.
We saw that a lot in the 16 election, and I think we will see it again as we get closer to November. I remember the United Auto Workers, as a union, endorsed Hillary Clinton, but their members, who were, you know, compelled to canvass for Secretary Clinton and hand out brochures because the union compelled them to, but when they were asked in private who they were voting for, well, no, I'm voting for Donald Trump. I'm only here doing this because the union is making me do it. And right. I think that's why union numbers have fallen so much. I mean, I think they're down, last I saw, 65,000 in this last during this administration, because if people have the chance, they don't want to give money to an organization that doesn't have their best interest at heart.
Did you see the town hall with the president yesterday evening?
I unfortunately did not. No, I have to watch highlights of it.
Okay. Well, I only got to see parts of it, and I had a brother-in-law that told me it was on, and I said, oh, I missed that. He goes, well, they're going to play it again at 10 o'clock. And I think they then later in the shows after that, the late shows, they showed the late news shows. They showed clips of it and stuff. But if you can find it on YouTube, I think you would find it extremely interesting, especially with the conversation we're having right now. So I think you would find it extremely interesting.
And Pennsylvania is one of those states, much like your state, that suffered because of those jobs leaving for Mexico, leaving for China, et cetera, right? Great states that are big states, like Missouri, like Pennsylvania, like Ohio, that have really big cities and urban areas, but they have hundreds of really good-sized towns. They're not major cities, but they're towns of 30,000 people, and they have dozens of them. And all of those towns have suffered when industry factory jobs moved overseas. You know, you talk about that a lot on your show. I love that you do. Tucker Carlson talks a lot about that and how we didn't seem to mind. Michael Bloomberg is a great example of that. Didn't mind if the jobs left for China because it was better for him. And
right.
He doesn't live in that town, so he doesn't care. He doesn't live in Toledo. You know, what does he care if people leave Toledo?
Right. And Pennsylvania also has suffered the energy sector because they have lost so many some of the coal industry there, which was a lot of jobs.
Very much so. Huge coal, and they still have so much coal. They've just made it so difficult to mine. But energy workers, hundreds of 300,000 roughly work in fracking and oil and gas. I have a feeling I know who they will vote for this November.
Well, you know, I hear the music. We're about out of time here for this segment. But, you know, when we have the Super Tuesday in several of the states, not all of them, but in several of the states, President Trump, who didn't really need the votes because he was already a shoo-in for the primary, his votes outnumbered all the others combined. So the American people are making a statement. We'll do that in Missouri next week. Thank you, Daniel. Thank you. God bless you. Have a great weekend. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm going to talk about the dictators when we come back. Yeah, I really like Daniel. I get a big kick out of him. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips. Tips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-510-4403. That's 800-510-4403. Call now. 800-510-4403.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray for such a time as this? Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I was in my monologue. I talked about sophisticated suckers. And when we were ending it, I wanted to tell you about dictators. Well, as I was going through the articles for this morning, and again, you can join us today. We haven't really had a free-for-all for a while, but 877-895-5410. And I understand that many of you who are listening on shortwave are having a difficult time. Shortwave is not as clear as it should be. Something about when the seasons change. I don't know what's going on. But anyway, we apologize for that. I think they should give me a cut rate when it's like that. Anyway, while I was reading some of these articles and going through it, and in particular, if you stop and think about the deep state, and you stop and think about what Chucky did and what he meant, you need to understand that the deep state, the Democrats, the big politicians there in D.C., including the Republicans, there we got a few things on Romney again, and Mitch, they are the dictators. And they are upset, just like I told you last year or year before. I came to the conclusion that President Donald Trump is actually the first working president we've had in decades. And unfortunately, I'm including Ronald Reagan in that. Now, I think he did some things, but I think he had a deep state running him.
Do you remember how they made fun of him when he was just getting elderly and had just a few signs of dementia? And look what they're doing with Joe Biden. It is a shame. However, back to dictators. Dictators, they never leave on their own. Dictators, they will not bend to any other authority. Dictators, they are angry if questioned. Dictators, they will not leave. Dictators, they will not concede. They will not do these things on their own. That's why you are here. You're supposed to get them out. And an elected Congress, they need to go. This year, I believe, I know we say every year this is the most important election ever had. And I believe it is getting more and more critical with every election. Not just the presidential elections, but your local and state elections. Who's running your state? What are they doing? What kind of programs are they trying to push at you? Are they buying into all the climate change hoax? And it's costing you dollars in your state and in your county? Think about it. They get angry if you question them. Don't question them that there's only two sexes. Don't question them about climate change. Don't question them about policies that just cost an astronomical amount of money, like this coronavirus fight that's going to be $14.5 billion. They get angry if you question them. Well, you just don't believe in science. You don't believe in this. You don't believe in that. Oh, yes, I do. I also believe in common sense. Dictators will not leave on their own. Did you happen to hear the man who confessed that he spends about $10,000 a year on cheesecake threatens the judicial judges if they don't agree with him, if they would do anything to stifle abortions? They want to claim the rights of women, but they don't care about the rights of women, or they wouldn't have transgender men in women's sports. They've taken it away from them. These young girls in high school, they can't win now because they've got guys competing. A guy that decides to wear a dress to school competes with the girls. Now, Beth, it's not that simple. It's not what he's wearing. It's what he's thinking. Exactly. I don't want them babysitting my children or my grandchildren. I don't want them dressing up like drag queens and reading them stories and crawling around on the floor with a diaper and their you-know-what's hanging out. Why do we put up with this? Why do we listen to them? Are we the sophisticated suckers? Like the people who, the guy that sold the emperor this invisible material that was, it was just priceless. And because the emperor didn't want to seem stupid, he bought it. And he shows off, he does a parade downtown, in the middle of the city. And he's stark naked. And only one person, a little boy, a child in the... Where's his clothes? So who were the sophisticated idiots? It wasn't the guy that sold him the bill of goods. And it wasn't the little child that spoke the truth. It was the emperor and all his followers. Who are the sophisticated suckers? Who are the dictators in this nation? I don't believe it's President Donald Trump. I believe he's running this, and I said this when he was running before he ever became the nominee for the Republican Party. He's a businessman. We've got a corporation here. Maybe that's what we need to run it. I believe that he grows more in love with this country every day. I could be wrong. Maybe he's a good actor, but I don't think so. I've seen him act. He's not that good. Sorry, President. I love ya. But we need someone like him fighting for us. He's not the bully. He's the guy in the window that sees the kid getting beat up and mouths off to the other one. What are you doing down there? You better leave them alone or I'm coming after you. That's your president. The bullies are Schumer. The bullies are Pelosi. The bullies are Mad Max. Dianne Feinstein, who holds this document that she knows is not true. And then pulls it out to crucify Kavanaugh. That's your bullies. Your bullies are Schumer. Your bullies are Schiff, who can't tell the truth. Those are your bullies. Those are your dictators. And your president, Donald Trump, and your vice president, Mike Pence, they're the guys in the window saying, hold on here. What are you doing? You better leave them alone, or I'll come down there. So you, my friends, you need to be the man in the window. You need to be the kid in the window that sees the bullies. And you need to call their bluff. And you need to go out of the window, but come back down to that playground in November. And you need to vote out every single Democrat. Every single one of them that's on the ballot. I know not all of them are on the ballot. And then, my friends, we can see the emperor with no clothes in the Republican Party. Because we'll know exactly who they are. They can't blame it on the Democrats at that point in time. Wow, I didn't get to half of what I was going to say yet. And we're already headed into the final segment. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Don't be a sophisticated sucker. Be a little kid that says, hey, where's his clothes? Dictators, they don't leave on their own. And neither do the bullies. And we will be right back.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes, with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet has helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small, and it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
Liberty Oil Field Services brings you the following fracking facts. Did you know fracking is the reason America is now number one in oil and natural gas production? Thanks to the fracking industry, America's energy is more efficient, more affordable, and our air is cleaner. America is now exporting fuel and making America great again. Fracking is not the enemy of America. The Dems want to ban our natural resources for the sake of climate change, but banning fracking would knock America back to being dependent on other countries for our energy. So, America is fueling up with fracking. This message is brought to you by the best darn frack company, period. Liberty Oil Field Services. Learn more about fracking at libertyfrack.com. Liberty Oil Field Services, bringing America home with life, liberty, and fracking.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
You've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. I use MyPillow and so does my husband. We sleep better and wake more refreshed, ready to conquer a new day. You can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, Mike is bringing back the BOGO offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free. Enter promo code Beth Ann. Call 1-800-978-6168 for these great radio specials. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. I lost my piece of paper. That's a big, big surprise, isn't it? I had a piece of paper in here yesterday from Kimberly. If you remember Kimberly Fletcher, that has the mom show, the women's show. And that's in Nebraska. And she was announcing that Sunday is International Women's Day. And, of course, she has a little different slate on that, putting a... what would you call it? Value back in mothers, in motherhood, back in being a woman. You know, the women's livers, they want us to believe we're like the men. Well, we're not like the men. Well, they're having International Women's Day on Sunday, and they're telling you to wear violet. Well, violet's not a good color on me. Lavender's just not a good color on me. Anyway, I don't own any lavender. And I looked up just real quick because I lost my paper, and this is coming off the International Women's Day site, and it says, an unequal world is an enabled world. How will you help forge a gender-equal world? Well, which gender are we talking about? If we're equal, it's not just the women. When is National Men's Day? Rudy said that's every day. When is National Men's Day? You know, they have take your daughter to work. When is it take your son to work? I get fed up with some of this. Sometimes I want to pull Harona's little stunt and say, why don't you just sit down and shut up? And I'm talking to the women. Now, I don't really mean that. She did. She meant it for the men. Just sit down and shut up. You must believe all these women when they lie. You must believe. They must be believed. Well, I believe in women's rights. The left does not believe in women's rights, or they wouldn't be allowing the transgender boys to participate in women's sports. They took it away from them. But it's okay to appreciate moms and sisters and such as that. And so maybe you should give one of those special ladies in your life a hug on Sunday and tell them thank you for being who you are, for completing me as a man. And you can do that as a woman too.
Well, I was talking about these sophisticated suckers. And this is an article, and it starts out with some things that I didn't even know were going on. Apparently, the president insulted something. The irony, it says. He's a builder, and he didn't like a building that thought it was ugly.
He doesn't like the new modern architecture. He likes the traditional.
And, you know, we're that way. I don't like some of the... They got that stuff over there in Colombia that I think looks pretty ugly. But, you know, it is art. It is art. But I wouldn't pay for it. However, at the last of this article, and he's talking about, and in fact, he even mentioned the emperor with no clothes in this article about art. But sometimes the ones that are telling you that you're being stupid and you're afraid of that, they're really the sophisticated idiots. So he wasn't really putting Trump down so much, you know, maybe... It's all a matter of how you like it, you know. But he goes, the university can do what it does because it collects the tolls on the only bridge over the river. It functions as a cartel, a monopolist, a protection racket. Now you think about this. Plenty of people could not be fooled by the college swindle if they were alone. In other words, when you get into the mob, you tend to do what the mob does. He says, but they catch the swindle by social contagion. They grow proud of the swindle. He was proud of his clothes that were invisible. And they go on to swindle others in return. The same kind of swindle is in play whenever we find a community, meaning cabal, pressing for something that the swindler's own fellows within living memory would have considered ugly, unnatural, foolish, blasphemous, or unfit for a free and virtuous people. I trust that the reader can fill in the specifics. As I said in the beginning, why do we buy their lies? Did you notice the so-called apology that Schumer gave, and his excuse was he's from New York, we talk tough. But when Trump does that, where is he from? He's from New York, he talks tough. But Trump has never threatened anyone. To my knowledge, I've never seen anything threatening. But I have seen the left threaten. I have seen the left stay silent when the violence continues. Well, Schumer's in trouble. I don't know that it'll last. And I have an article here. Mitt Romney. He's going to betray the Republicans again. That's because he's not one. When are people going to figure this out? He hints at voting against the subpoena for Hunter Biden. He doesn't want to know the truth. There's no need to know this. Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. Romney needs to go, Utah. Get rid of him. I guess we're stuck for 6 years since you didn't... vote that in to get rid of him. And while we're talking about Schumer's threats, I mentioned this yesterday, and Mitch McConnell, who is a Republican, he's the leading Republican in the Senate, he's dragging his feet and he just wants to table the FISA problem. They're okay with spying on you. Why? Because they're dictators. How dare you question them? How dare you think that we shouldn't have a FISA? How dare you? 202-224-3121. We're running out of time. Real quick, I want to give one more story. The left and the public schools don't like free speech. Now, this happened in Ohio. And in Ohio, the school, they were having some kind of a parade, and the FFA organization, they had some of these boys bringing their tractors to school, and they were Trump fans, and they had Trump flags. They told them they could not do that, or they would be suspended is what the word was. The word comes down. Well, we didn't say suspended. We just told them they had to not use them, and they could not promote politics. No free speech in the public school. Why? Because dictators don't like to be questioned. That's why. These young men should have been able to fly any flag they wanted. I say that, but what if it had been the communist flag? I guess they could have done it. If they would have, it wouldn't have been outlawed, but a Trump flag was. I wonder if they were allowing them to have the U.S. flag, because that makes a statement of nationalism, you know. Sophisticated suckers, don't be one. Don't buy these stories. It's not climate change. It's not. Don't buy this stuff. Hold these dictators accountable. They will not leave on their own. You need to get rid of them. In November, vote against every single Democrat running. I don't care where it is. I don't care what skunk's running against him. Get rid of him. Get him out of there. 202-224-3121. Your voice will bring America home.
Don't miss Trey Gowdy, former congressman and federal prosecutor, when he comes to Jefferson City for Vitae Foundation's 28th annual pro-life event on Monday, March 9th at the Capitol Plaza Hotel. Gowdy is passionate about the value of life, and so is Vitae. Vitae's messaging promotes a culture of life while connecting women facing unplanned pregnancies with life-saving resources. Reserve your seat today for either the lunch or dinner on March 9th by going to adsforlife.org. That's adsforlife.org.
Hi, this is Beth Ann. At CSC Talk Radio, we love liberty and we value life. I encourage you to attend Vitae Foundation's 28th annual pro-life event Monday, March 9th. Trey Gowdy is the speaker. There's a luncheon from noon to 1:30, and the evening dinner event begins at 6:30. All are held at the Capitol Plaza Hotel and Convention Center in Jefferson City, Missouri. Good food, great speaker. Vitae's mission is life-saving and life-changing. Register now at adsforlife.org. That's adsforlife.org.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.